Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You ever heard the phrase, it's better than a sharp poke in the eye? I just did that right before we came on air. I accidentally poked myself in the eye. That really gets you going for the day. I'm Brian. That's Luke over there. I'm blind, half-blind Brian. I'm a one-eyed guy. But you know what? There's a lot of blind people I can still lead out there. You're listening to us in Waukesha on 540 AM as well as that's WAUK as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. And I'm Madison Luke. You're listening to him on WTTN 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM, Devil Radio. Listen to us all on the Devil Radio app. You can choose the Waukesha or the Madison stream. You know which one is right for you, Waukesha. And then you can also check us out on, you know, Twitter at the Dueling Tangents. And you can also call us at 844-967-967. 2789. That's 84496 party. You can call or text at any time. Lots of things to go into today. Lots of updates happening actually right now.
Yeah, there's a number of it's a busy day on Capitol Hill in Wisconsin, or excuse me, in DC, Brian. And we've got some updates about some of the Wisconsin lawmakers' votes on these number of bills that we're keeping an eye on.
So it seems to be different than what they're telling the president to do.
Well, it seems to me that Republicans would want to, you know, coalesce around some of these issues they are going to Fox News and other outlets to cry about, complain about. And it seems to me that they would be willing to go and find solutions to address these problems.
Yeah.
But Brian, that is not the case. So a number of proposals going across Capitol Hill today include making it a solution to address the baby formula shortage that the country is facing. Uh-huh. A proposal to increase funds back to the Restaurant Relief Fund. So the Restaurant Revitalization Fund is the official term for the fund. So getting money back into small businesses and restaurants around the country, as well as a proposal to work to address price gouging in gasoline. So everybody's talking about how high gas prices are, and there's a proposal to address that before Congress today.
Yeah, because, you know, oil companies are making record profits, sometimes three times as much as they did the same quarter last year.
Yes.
But Shell, everyone's complaining about the price of gasoline, but it doesn't have anything to do with them, you think?
In the first quarter of 2022, Shell brought in $9 billion worth of profit. Not revenue, profit. It was, like you said, three times larger than the previous record, which was set last year for the first quarter.
Great job.
So great job there. And so we haven't had a vote yet on the gasoline aspect. That one is before the Senate, so we're waiting to hear that one, Brian. But as we came on the air this afternoon, the Senate denied the bill, 52-43. So more than 50 votes on this, 52-43 voted, but it didn't receive the filibuster. It didn't pass the threshold set by 60 votes to make this happen. The Senate GOP blocked the bill by not providing those 10 votes of Republicans to provide $48 billion in aid to restaurants, live music venues, and other businesses impacted by the pandemic. Senator Ron Johnson was one of those GOP senators opposing this relief.
So did they have a counterproposal? Did they have any sort of idea of what to do? Because I keep hearing these so-called, you know, concerned citizens and concerned, you know, representatives and concerned senators talk about all these horrible things that are going on, and you know, inflation and gas prices are high, and inflation and gas prices are high, and oh my goodness, the formula. Well, you know, something should be done. And then someone says, let's do this. We can't.
No. That one is not passing the Senate. The Republicans in the U.S. Senate have blocked that restaurant relief from going through. Senator Ron Johnson.
These are the same people
Wisconsin.
Who complain about service in restaurants because they don't have enough staff, because they can't afford to have staff, because they haven't really recovered from the. Okay. Great.
Yep, and so that was breaking as we came on the air today, Brian. But something that took place earlier today, passing through the House, was a measure to allow the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to take action so that a baby formula shortage is less likely to occur in the future. And instead of actually taking action on this, saying, okay, we are in dire times and we need to be able to address these problems and prevent them from occurring again in the future.
So wait, this isn't like... a crazy communist takeover of the industry. This is how to prevent it in the future.
Yes.
Right? Okay,
yes,
cool.
This is to put maybe some safe measures in place so that you don't have 2-3 companies become through the free market, become the only suppliers of baby formula, and then when one of them goes out of commission because of a break of whatever contamination was in the plant that has shut down and forced this shortage, Brian.
From what I understand, they just kind of were outside of FDA regulation anyway, but, you know.
Again, that is the byproduct of capitalism, though. That was the free market acting that way that has led us to where we are right now. Rather than address the problems that led us to where we are, all five of the congressmen, when this here in Wisconsin, the conservative congressmen, GOP, we got Tom Tiffany, Mike Gallagher,
Glenn Grothman,
Brian Stile, and Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
Scott Fitzgerald. All five of those gentlemen voted against this measure in the House. So it still passed the House. The House is sending it to the Senate, but all five of Wisconsin's GOP congressmen voted against addressing the problems that led us to where we are right now and preventing them from happening again in the future.
So when you're out there and listening to these pompous fools go on and complain about the baby formula shortage, or they're complaining about gas prices, or they're complaining about this or that, remember that they had solutions presented in front of them and they said no, but then offered none of their own.
No, they're sitting because there and they want to complain about these problems. And again, Brian, this gets to the heart of why I scoff at when people tell me that the filibuster it promotes bipartisanship. It allows the Senate to be able to craft and you got to have good proposals out there
the other side actually cared to play.
Yes, because the filibuster is still intact and this is leading to Republicans being able to just say, nope, we're not actually going to solve this problem as it comes before this legislative body. We like the fact that Democrats can't do anything about this. And so we are going to continue to complain about the problem, but we are going to be a hurdle for Democrats to overcome to solve this problem. They're complaining, and all they want to do is complain about the problems until they have the ability to use it as a political football in future elections.
It plays good in the midterms when you're complaining like that. Same thing in 2018. Let's go diddly diddly do back to 2018 when Trump, the brilliant, statesman that he was, stopped bipartisan legislation that was actually going to help with the immigration laws that we have in this country. If you remember, that was back during the first or the 15th or I don't know what caravan time it was, but there was definitely a caravan situation in 2018 and everyone was getting all, oh, we got to do something. And maybe it was because Trump was such an idiot or because he was just such a jerk about it. Maybe the Congress seemed to actually, I remember reporting of 2018 before the midterms of bipartisan working together to find a solution for the immigration situation.
Yeah, Marco Rubio, Senator from Florida, was leading the charge.
It wasn't perfect for anyone, but it was there, and it was a bipartisan solution they were working on. And Donald Trump, brilliant statesman that he is, said
the
no.
Deal maker. Come on, he knows how to make a deal, Brian.
You guys are on the verge of making a deal. Let's not do this and do this after the midterms when we win.
That's exactly
what happened. He stopped you from actually
There's 3.8.
We were actually trying.
Brian, there's $3.8 billion surplus here in the state of Wisconsin. legislative Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature do not want to be able to send some of that surplus to Wisconsinites right now. Governor Tony Evers put forth a proposal that would work to address inflation and rising costs by sending that surplus back to Wisconsin taxpayers. And Republicans have said, no, we're not doing anything with this. It's going to be tax cuts for our friends and the corporate interests and the biggest out there, the biggest contributors, excuse me, Brian, the biggest contributors to Republicans are going to be the ones that see the benefits of that surplus if Republicans take over the governor's mansion this fall, next year.
And again, I'm not asking you to vote liberally. I'm not asking you to even vote Democrat. I'm asking you to go and look at the people who are representing you and see that all they're doing is complaining. And never. When was the last time Glenn Grothman sponsored a legislation? When was the last time, you know, Tom Tiffany did something that was actually for helping people? When was the last time any one of those five white people, white dudes, who one
white
of them
men
going,
over 50? No, Gallagher and, won't
no,
be
no,
over 50.
Styles pretty under, young. Yeah, he, Styles he still 50. Has yet to grow into his gut. He's going to get a gut later. Eventually, they're all going to turn into Sensenbrenners anyway.
I was going to say, they haven't hit full Sensenbrenner because they got to be in.
Well, that's
they
the evolution
for,
of the yeah. of the Republican in this state. And that's what they do, is they complain and can cry, but they all just don't want anything to change except for their pockets. That's it. Like,
they just want something to complain about.
Show me something. Show me something on that they've complained about. They've given any sort of look at Ron Johnson complaining about Obamacare all the time. That's what he ran on. I'm running on appealing Obamacare. Yet I've never proposed a solution for it. Yet I've never even had even remotely a partisan plan whatsoever. But and I haven't even succeeded at repealing it either. So again, I'm not asking you to vote Democrat. I'm asking you to vote actual Republican. I'm asking you to find somebody who actually has any ideas whatsoever, and maybe look at that person. And who knows? Maybe that person is a Democrat now, but it should be a Republican too. You think there might be a debatable argument here, but there is none. All it is Biden sucks. Biden should do something.
We should really do something about these rising prices, and then doing nothing when that vote actually comes before them.
You have a chance to do something now. No.
Never mind, we're not going to do it. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
You are either lying or you're stupid.
I'm stupid.